Well, hello.
Hello.
I would like for you to tell me your full name, please.
Oh, well, I am Mary Nancy Robb Peterson.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
December the 11th, 1918.
And that makes you how old?
85.
85.
Pushing 86.
Okay. Can you tell me about your parents coming to Union County?
Well, I could give you a slight description, I guess. My father was from Forest, Scotland, and he was coming out to the States, bringing another lady, Scots woman, to marry a Scotch friend of his that was residing in the Dayville area. And that was his purpose in coming. And he ended up in Dayville and was working for Jim Cant and various Scotch people along the John Day River, of which there are many, or used to be many anyway. I don't know if there is now. And my mother lived in John Day. And my grandmother, on my mother's side, had remarried and had moved to a ranch down below John Day, about halfway between Mount John Day and Mount Vernon. And there was a Scotch family that lived just a short distance from them that my father became acquainted with and had helped them out quite a bit with haying and etc. And my mother was working there as a cook after she was out of high school, or not high school, pardon me, out of grade school, because they only went to the eighth grade. And in those days, she didn't have the opportunity to go off to high school. And so she was working, and this is where he met her. And eventually they were married and came out to Baker and stayed all night. And then they came on in to Le Grand, and he ended up working for the Union Pacific Railroad. And they lived on in a rental house just below Melville's department store. And that was where my brother was born, was there in this rental house behind the huge apartment house on the Adams. And then they moved to another rental house down on U Avenue, and that was where I was born 2 years later.
You were born in the home?
Mm-hmm. My brother was also. Mm-hmm.
Were you ever told anything about your birthing experience at home?
No, not really. Okay. The only thing that I remember about was, my grandmother was over here with her youngest son taking care of mother, because my father was in bed with the flu, which was an epidemic at that time in 1918. Mm-hmm. Where so many people had died, and my father was down with it, and also my brother, and so I was born into that.
Was your grandmother from this area?
John Day.
She was from John Day. So when mm-hmm. your parents moved here, she came along, or she just came to help
out? No, she just came over to help, because mother was having me and her husband. My father was ill, and also my brother with the flu. And they were pretty ill.
Was there a hospital in Le Grand during that time?
Yes, the Grand Round Hospital. Okay. Up on the old Grand Round Hospital, up on the end of Adams.
Do you know why your mother decided to have a home birth instead of hospital birth?
It was just one of the things they all used to do, I think, at that time. Very few, I think, went to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what about seeking treatment for the flu at the hospital? Would that have been custom, or was it more custom to treat that at home as well?
No, the doctors used to come to our homes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Whiting was the baby doctor, and Dr. A.L. Richardson was the medical doctor for the family, and he was the one that was treating my dad.
Were there other doctors in town?
Oh, I'm sure there were, but those were the only two that I knew of at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Richardson was the one that was the head of the hospital up here. And that big clock that's in the Grand Round Hospital right now, that huge big clock,
mm-hmm.
that was his.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So where was the home located that you were born in?
Down on U Avenue.
U Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Is it still there today?
Yes. 1500 something on U Avenue. But it's still there.
So that's the home that you grew up in?
Mm-hmm.
How many years did you live in that home?
It's probably about 5 or 6 years, and then they bought a home down on 1811 Spruce,
mm-hmm.
and that was where I was raised, actually.
What would be your earliest memory while living on U Avenue?
Earliest memory was when we were little kids, I guess, growing up, and I had probably started the school, but I know we used to have lots of fun playing kick the can and ante over and stuff like that, which kids don't do anymore.
Where did you play those games?
At our house.
At the house?
You threw the ball over the top of the roof of the house, said ante over. And if the people on the other side caught the ball, then they'd come around and catch you if you didn't run.
And it was ante over or mm-hmm. Annie?
Ante.
Ante over.
Mm-hmm.
What other things did you do as a child for fun?
For fun. Roller skate. Ride a bicycle. We only had one bicycle, and our roller skates. We did have two pair of those, one for both of us. But we had to share the bicycle when we were growing up. And
was there a roller skating rink in LeGrand?
Yes, but it was. I remember it though. But I was older. I was probably in the upper grades, like eighth grade or something like that, and first high school. There was a roller skating rink. It was upstairs over, let's see, well, it was upstairs, probably where the Masonic Hall is now.
Mm-hmm.
They have a large ballroom up there, and that was probably where it was.
Do you know what business was in there during that time?
There wasn't any business up there, but it was just a roller skating rink up above, and down below, I think it was Payless Drugstore.
Mm. Was the roller rink owned by the drugstore then?
No.
It was owned separately?
No, yeah. I don't remember who had it, but I remember going up there.
Were there roller skates available for rental, or mm-hmm. did you have to have your own?
No, they had rental skates.
Mm-hmm.
didn't get to go there very often, maybe two or three times is all.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have the money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I would imagine you had some responsibilities at home. Can you tell me about the responsibilities?
Mm. Feeding the chickens and whatever pets we had, which were numerous off and on. Sometimes we always had a dog or a cat, but we also had a wild duck that we used to keep. And then we used to have a big goose that we kept care of. We were supposed to kill it for Thanksgiving or Christmas, but it was never ever happened. But they were stole from us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, our wild duck was stole from us, and our goose was stole from us.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Were they stolen right before the holidays for someone else's dinner?
No, they were just, they just strayed out too far from our house. And we knew who had them both, but there was nothing you could do about it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you raise chickens for the eggs?
Eggs and meat, both.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Dad used to use them for both.
Mm-hmm. Did you live in a large neighborhood?
Well, it was yes, there were houses all the way around. Mm-hmm. And then the mill was behind our house, the mill yard,
mm-hmm.
where they piled lumber. Yeah, and it was some of the mill workers going back and forth to work that chased the goose off.
Oh, no.
And it was a man across the street from our house that got the duck.
Now, where did you go to school?
Went to grade school at Greenwood Elementary, which was the old grade Greenwood school. It's a newer school there now. And the old one was the basement level and then two stories high.
Mm-hmm. What was it like inside?
Well, about, if you're familiar with Riveria,
mm-hmm.
very similar to that. We used to have recesses down in the basement, and then they had the kitchen too, which they served lunches in. But the lunches weren't like they have today. It was mainly cocoa and soup, and you were supposed to bring your sandwiches.
Oh. Yeah. The soup was homemade though,
mm-hmm.
cooked right there in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then did you buy lunch tickets?
No.
To get that, or was that just part of going to school?
I don't remember if mother had to pay for it. Excuse me. I don't remember if they were, but I'm sure we had to pay probably 10 cents or 15 cents, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Were you involved in any activities in school?
Just the sports.
Sports? What kind of sports?
Baseball. And, they used to have games with a ball, like a basketball, but or volleyball, either one. But you just played in lines. There was probably 8 people in the line, and you'd pass the ball and run up to the post and back, and first one's done, from front to back, and things like that. And then baseball. And
was baseball popular?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And was it acceptable for boys and girls to play?
Oh, yes.
Do you recall what your subjects were in school?
Arithmetic, reading, writing. history and art, mainly.
What was your favorite?
My favorite. Did I have a favorite? Oh. Oh, I forgot. Spelling. We all always had spelling. That was one of my favorites. It was spelling and music.
And why music? How were you involved in music?
Well, there you just had group music. I just like to sing, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Were you involved in the church when you were growing up?
Mother took us to the South Methodist Church, and we were members there. I remember being baptized there in the South Methodist Church because it was closer to our home. And we went to Sunday school there. But I don't think we were faithful members. Okay. Like going every Sunday. But we did partake in that.
You mentioned that your father was working for the railroad during that time. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me more about that?
He was what they used to call a boilermaker. He worked on repaired the engines. And at that time, it was the coal burners when he started, and then they advanced to the oil burners. But the reason it was called a boilermaker was because they had to replace the inside where the heat and steam, when they went into the steam engines. Mm-hmm. And they'd start leaking, and so they'd have to repair them. I remember going inside of one of them one time.
When you were a young child? Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I was older by then.
What was it like?
Oh, just a big cavity around. I don't know what to tell you. It was just a round, great big round barrel-like thing with ribs, which were pipes. And then they had bricks inside of it, too, to keep the heat, I guess, inside.
Did your father talk about his work?
Not too much, no. No, not really.
And did your mother work outside of the home?
Not very often. Once or twice during the winter time, at Christmas time, she used to go down and help in the toy department at Joe Carr's furniture store, which used to be Zimmerman's, and now is, I don't know what it is now. They're in the corner of Fur and Adams.
Can you tell me more about that store? What was it like going into the toy department as a child?
Oh, heaven. Oh, yes. It was a lot of fun to go down there. We didn't get to go very often. But once in a while we got to go down where the toys were, play with them.
They had places actually where you could hands-on with the toys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So your mother did seasonal work?
Yes.
For the store?
And she used to go out and pick our own fruit and things too. In the fall she would go out and pick apples and pears for our own use. I remember going along watching her.
Watching her? Did you have to help?
No, too small. Mm-hmm. Too small to really do much good to help.
Where did she pick that fruit?
Out in the valley. Farmers.
Mm-hmm. And then would she can that fruit?
Yeah. She used to can most everything. like apples, applesauce, and pears and peaches.
And were you ever responsible for helping with the canning?
Oh, when I was old enough, yes. Older. Mm-hmm.
What was that like?
Oh, still fun. Mm-hmm. Still do it. you just prepare the fruit, get it washed and peeled and sliced or whole, half, and put them in the jars, and which you had to scald and wash real good, you know. Mm-hmm. And
have the canning methods changed over the years?
No, canning times have. Of course, with the pressure canner coming on, we had a steam canner or a washed, what they used to call a wash tub, which was the elongated that sat on two burners. It's like this, with handles on both ends. And they used to boil the fruit in that, the jars. You put your jars down in there and water over the top, and then boil it.
With the lid on it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is the same as you do now, only they're in round kettles that we set on our stove.
And now they go on one burner and not on two?
Mm-hmm. Right. But then, of course, at that time we didn't have electric ranges. They were just wooden coal stoves.
Mm-hmm. So that's a big change.
Mm-hmm. And then we had a steam canner, too, that we used to can beans in. It was double-decker. I still have it down in the basement.
Wow.
Had a couple of doors on it. And you'd put, it had a little pipe that went down the back of the steamer, a little pipe, and then the bottom was a tray that the water was in, and you set it on the stove, and I've used it on this stove here too. It would sit just on one large burner if you had electric range, and you'd boil that, and then you could keep, if you noticed the water was getting low, you could pour more water down through the top there. It was really, it's a nice antique thing. I've never thrown it away.
Mm-hmm. Did that belong to your mother?
My grandmother.
Your
originally.
Grandmother. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then mother used it, and then I used it. But in the meantime, the pressure canner came on the market, so therefore my daughter doesn't use a steam canner because it takes 3 hours for beans.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm, that you'd have to keep it burn, pressure on it.
And so you would have to keep the fire lit in the wood stove,
mm-hmm,
during all this time.
Yeah.
Keep Did you have to keep it at
up.
A certain temperature?
No, we didn't have any temperature, just so the water was boiling and you had steam. Mm-hmm.
So you did that for green beans, and did you use the steam canner for any other vegetables?
The fruit.
Oh, for mm-hmm. fruit too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was for any canning. Yeah. And then they had the water bath that came on. Mother used the water bath then. Also, the steam canner was more like we would use our pressure canner for now, make sure that it's really sterile, you know, and not, wouldn't spoil. Green beans are easily contaminated if they aren't sealed properly and all, and just like meats. Grandmother used to can all her meats too, mm-hmm, down on the ranch. And that was why she used the steam canner, because it just was safer.
Mm-hmm. Now, did your mother also can meat?
No, she didn't can meat after she came over here. that I remember ever doing, and neither have I. I can't fish.
Mm-hmm. Now, you weren't living on a farm.
No.
You were living in town, but you had chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Did you buy your meat at the store, or did you hunt?
Both. Yeah, Dad used to go hunting. He wasn't as successful as my husband, but he used to enjoy going. But most of our meat was bought from the grocery meat market.
Mm-hmm. Did you hunt with your dad as a child?
No. Yeah. We were out in camp, but not. We didn't hunt with him. We could walk sometimes for a distance with him, but he'd always send us back to camp. Because I always had my cat and my bib overall.
So he would make you go home with the cat,
mm-hmm.
back to camp. Did you go camping a lot?
No, not a great deal. Usually once or twice a year or so. Just fun camping, and then in the fall it would be him going out to see if he could find a deer.
Did your family do any fishing?
Yes, but it was different. We used to go salmon fishing up on Catherine Creek, but they used to gig for them.
What does that mean?
Well, it's like a spear, you'd hook them.
Oh.
You didn't, but it was, they outlawed that too over the years because it's the way the Indians fish.
Mm-hmm.
And the Indians used to come up on Catherine Creek, you know, in the fall, salmon fishing too.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the Indians there?
Mm-hmm.
When you were there?
Yeah, they used to come along on the Catherine Creek and up the Grand Round River Boa.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Used to be a lot of fun. We used to have spotting glasses. It was a round tube about, 4 or 6 inches, something like that. It'd be about so long and had glass on the bottom. You'd look down in there and hold it under the water to try to find a salmon.
Did it work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was that called?
A spotting.
Oh, spotting glass.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where did you get that?
Oh, to me, they looked like they were homemade. Probably equipment. You know, welding, you'd weld them. Mm-hmm. It was just a round pipe, a hunk of round pipe, and then you'd weld the handle on it so you didn't lose it. I know I can remember seeing Dad leaning over off from the bridge, looking in, down in the water with him. He get so excited he'd almost fall in the river.
So when you went fishing, you had the spotting glass and a gig, that G-I-G, that
mm-hmm.
we call it.
Mm-hmm.
And were you catching large salmon then?
Yeah. I have pictures of Grandpa and Dad and us kids with salmon, and they were probably about so long.
About 2 feet?
Two, 3 feet.
Two, 3 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then did you eat those fresh, or did you freeze or can the salmon?
Fresh, yeah. I imagine my grandmother might have canned it,
mm-hmm.
because they would probably go back home. That was in touring car time.
In touring car?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
A touring car?
Mm-hmm.
It's just do you know what a Model A Ford is?
I do.
Okay. Well, that's a touring car. Only this was a Chevy that Grandpa had. And the first car that Mom and Dad ever had was a Chevy too, but it was a two-seated, but open on both sides, mm-hmm. canvas over the top.
And that was your fishing?
That was
fishing
car? Everything.
Mm-hmm. Do you recall anything else about fishing?
Not then, later. After I was grown up, we used to go fishing a lot.
Mm-hmm. You had mentioned briefly about the Indians fishing in this manner, using a gig, and also fishing in Catholic Creek. Were you friends?
No, but you would speak to them, mm-hmm. but not friends.
Where did they live?
They'd come from Pendleton area.
Mm-hmm. From the Indian reservation? Mm-hmm. Do you recall that that was awkward in any way as a child, or was it acceptable to be?
Acceptable, just like Negroes were in La Grande. They were acceptable too. Mm-hmm. And we had a lot of foreigners that were in school, Japanese. There was quite a few Japanese families and Chinese families in La Grande that went.
The last thing you said that there were Spanish people, but can you tell me more about the different populations living in La Grande?
Well, there were quite a few Japanese, and they were connected with the railroad. They were maintenance people along the lines, and we used to have two or three homes along the railroad track there, about where the mill is now, along through there. Just on either side of the railroad track. And they were always maintenance people. And the Chinese lived down on the lower end of Spruce that had a garden. They used to take their produce and deliver it door to door, peddle it.
Did your family buy produce from them?
No, because we always had our own gardens. But then they had ice. The young family that lived down by the river, they had ice storage down there, and they used to cut the ice off of the river every winter and put it in their storage, sawdust storage building, and then they'd peddle ice then. Around La Grande, and we bought ice from them. And then there were a lot of Chinese that lived where the old Safeway building used to be. There was a Chinese town at that area that went from where that Ford tire company is across from the old Safeway store. That used to all be Chinese buildings all along through there.
Did you visit there as a child?
No, you weren't allowed to go in that district.
You weren't allowed from your family or?
From the family.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Were other members of the community allowed to be?
Oh, anyone could go there. Mm-hmm. And they worked in the restaurants and things here. And some of them had their own restaurants there along Jefferson and Mound Depot. Mm-hmm. In fact, there's supposed to be underground tunnels from some of those buildings.
Still today?
Mm-hmm.
Where would those tunnels be then? Under Jefferson?
Yes, along Jefferson and Depot where the Chinese restaurants used to be. Mm-hmm. It was just one of their ways of building, I guess, mm-hmm. security. Mm-hmm. Just like Pendleton, you know, they have their own underground tunnels mm-hmm. all over the place that were built by Chinese mainly.
Mm-hmm. Were there many Chinese and Japanese children in your school?
Not many, but we had some. Mm-hmm. We had Japanese, Yukumasa, and Ethel Kachikawa. And then we had I know there was a Spanish, a boy in my class that was Spanish, and several Italian children. But there was quite a few Spanish. There was Mary Zikovich and Mary Zupan. Zupan family, and used to be quite a few that lived along Monroe Street. Used to be quite a few families lived along there that were of the Spanish. And
mm-hmm. Were the non-white populations fairly segregated?
No, they were just amongst them. And then we had quite a few Negroes too, Negro families. That was in our school, but they just lived amongst the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I used to play with some of them, Bernice White and they lived just within a block. Within a block of our home, there were quite a few Negroes that lived around in La Grande, mm-hmm. and they were just amongst our school,
mm-hmm.
and they were accepted just like any other person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In fact, one of the teachers, there was a big article in a paper here a while back, Ethel Torrance from Portland, that had passed away. I forget what her married name was, but she ended up being a principal of a Jefferson High School, I believe, in Portland.
Yeah,
yeah. Made herself well known.
Now, tell me about living in La Grande as you got a little bit older and got into high school. What was it like to live here during those times?
Oh, those depression years. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Went through high school during the depression days. Mm-hmm. Well, it certainly isn't like it is today, that's for sure. But we had a lot of fun in high school. It was a real nice school, and then it caught on fire, or was set on fire. I don't remember which, but I think it was set the first time.
Were you in school during the fire?
No, it was always at night, but we were in high school, and we had to go around a different, like the Mormon church. They let us have some of the classes there. And we could still get into part of the school.
What year was that?
Oh, my. I'm not exactly sure what year it was.
Were you an underclassman or older, do you think?
No, it was either the freshman or sophomore year.
Okay. So many
Might
of the
have been
classes
a freshman.
Were diverted to
mm-hmm.
places around town.
Mm-hmm.
How long did you have to be
just that
displaced?
Mm-hmm. Oh, just that 1 year. We were
for
back
the whole
in,
year?
No, not for the whole year. It's kind of vague. But I do remember going through it.
Now, since the kids had to be transported to these other places, was that done by
bus? Walked.
You just walked?
We didn't
together?
Have buses.
Okay.
You walked. Yeah.
So you may have English in one building and then have to go to another building mm-hmm. for math?
Yeah, you didn't have to. We had part of our school, part of the high school was available, but not all of it. It was just those the areas that you weren't allowed in until we got it cleaned up.
Do you remember what that was like with the fire? Did you see the damage?
Oh, I'm sure I did, but I don't remember it now.
Okay. Were you allowed to be anywhere near that, or was it roped off from the kids?
I'm sure it was probably roped off from the kids. Yeah.
So what did you do for fun when you were in high school?
Well, sports was a major enjoyment for me.
Like they were organized through the school?
Okay. But it was just inner class. We didn't travel from to various towns like they do now. It was just between our classes that we had a competition.
What sports did you play?
Oh, volleyball and basketball and track. That was about all we really had.
So the freshmen competed with the sophomores, and the juniors competed with the seniors, and so on and so forth?
You compete against them all. Yeah.
Did you have practices after school?
Yeah, you practiced after school.
And were the games after school or on the weekend?
No. Just mainly at school, during school, after school, yeah. The boys had out of LeGrand competition. They played Pendleton and Baker, but not too far away.
And were they bused or were they driven by parents?
If they were bused, I don't remember it, because we didn't have buses then. And if it was a rented bus.
Did you play at any of the other rural high schools in the area?
No.
You had mentioned to me one time that there were names for those other schools, maybe some competition going on.
Oh, grade school? Yeah, there was always competition in grade schools. Riberia was River Rats. And I don't remember what we called Central, but we always considered them kind of uppity. And they used to call us the people from the north side of town, north of the tracks.
And that was when you were at Greenwood?
Yeah. Well, if you lived down there afterwards, you were still from the wrong side of the tracks. Just one of those things in school, and which after you get out of high school and go to your class reunions, I guess everyone mellows, because you're just real happy to see one another, even if you were from one side of the town or the other. It's just part of growing up.
You mentioned some other activities that you would do, perhaps during the winter in LeGrand.
Oh, sleigh riding, you mean? In the winter, yes, we used to have a lot of fun sleigh riding.
Was that a popular activity for the whole community?
Lots of people used to take their kids and go sleigh riding. The streets are blocked off, so you could sleigh ride in town too. But we used to go out past the park and out along the foothills towards Mount Glen, because there wasn't too much traffic and the snow would be over the top of the fences, so you could dangle your rope from the back end of a car and ski along the side of the road. And then we also one of the families had a toboggan, and they pulled it along behind a truck, and they'd load everybody onto this toboggan and head out the road. It was a lot of fun.
How many people would fit on the toboggan?
Well, about 10.
10?
Mm-hmm. The rest of you ride in the truck, on the back end of the truck. Mm.
Did your dad do that with you?
No, this was just kids in the neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So would you do this after school, or would this be a weekend event?
Weekend, and usually nights.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Is there a bonfire anywhere to warm up?
No, you'd go back home to one of the homes or other. Mm-hmm. And then Mom and them, though, used to pull us with our own sled behind the car out along the foothill road. It was a real easy road to travel to because there wasn't, you know, as much traffic as there is now. Even when our daughter was small, we used to take she and one of her friends and pull her along the foothill road on the sled. But you don't dare do that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Were there any other hot spots for sledding?
Well, there were several places in town. 8th Street was used to be a real good hill to ride on. And Spring Street was the other one that used to, because they're steep, you know, to start mm-hmm. with.
And what about Deals Canyon?
Oh, Deals Canyon, that was a... it was part of the group I went up there with one time, sleigh riding, was sports gals that were involved in sports. And I think it was, they just decided they wanted to do it. And so we went up. I forget how far we went up there. It seemed like it took us forever to get down, I know, but... Faye Walker Weimer and I came down together. I was on the bottom and she was on top of me, stretched out. And I don't think either one of us caught our breath until we got to the bottom, which was down in the flats. It was exciting. Don't know how we ever made it. I think we were probably the only ones that made it clear to the bottom without spilling.
But then you had to walk back up to the top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. And we used to have a place up Grand Round River that we used to go to way, way up where there used to be an old mill. And it was a sawdust pile. When the snow got real deep on it, we used to take inner tubes up there and slide down off from this sawdust pile. It was a lot of fun.
Did you do any ice skating?
Ice skating? Yes, down underneath the bridge, Spruce Street Bridge. We used to go down there, and my mother was usually involved with that too. Whether she didn't trust us or what, I don't know, but she used to go along with us quite a bit. We'd gather underneath the bridge and build a fire on the gravel, because it was kind of, gravel was kind of high on one side and down to the water, or the ice. And so we'd build a fire down there, and there used to be Mr. McFarlane that lived on further on that foothill road towards Mount Glen, and he and his sons used to skate down there a lot, and so he would help us, teach us how to skate better. But we had old-fashioned skates then. They were strapped around just like roller skates. You had
strapped onto your shoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, around your ankle.
And you did you have games that you played on the ice?
Oh, just pop the whip.
Off the whip?
Yeah, just a bunch, you know, you've seen them all lined up in the line and you just head down and then all of a sudden you turn and then the rest of them would just whip around. Mm-hmm. We used to do that out on Catherine Creek Slough too. That, well, it wasn't a slough, it was regular Catherine Creek. It went down through the valley. And Faye and I used to go with my brother and her brother and some of the other boys that like to play hockey, make-believe hockey, I guess, because it was just sticks and tin cans. Mm-hmm. And we used to want to play with them, so they'd let us, and they used to do that to us, too. They'd put us on the end of the line and whip us, just so we'd go sailing out someplace and collapse. But it was a lot of fun. Fun that didn't cost anything.
Do you recall, you mentioned before that this was during the Depression years. Do you recall that that was a drastic change in the economy, or was it gradual?
Just gradual. Actually, our lives were much simpler, I think, when we were growing up than what they are now, because there's so much activity, so many activities for everyone now that we didn't have. So therefore, the money wasn't involved like it is now, mm-hmm, to become active in all those sports and things. Money was spent on our sports in school would probably be just for our initial clothing, mm-hmm, your shoes and our gym clothes.
Now, where did you purchase those?
Locally, from department store.
Do you recall what department store you would have used?
No, probably, well, most of the time it was Penny's or, I don't remember, or Falk's department store, or Penny's were the two most popular in our life anyway. Mainly because you could afford them. And Sears, Montgomery Ward's used to be one of the best department stores here in McGrand too.
So it sounds like you spent most of your time using your imagination and playing outside and...
You made your own fun.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Neighborhood fun. There was a tombstone place just about a block away from us, and we used to play in their yard to hide and go seek. And I know one time my brother fell, and he happened to be, why, I would never know, but he happened to have a button, old-fashioned button hook, dangling in his mouth, and he fell and hit one of those tombstones with his face and ran the button hook into his mouth, and Mom had to take him to the doctor to get it taken out. Stupid brother.
Did you spend very much time in the shops downtown?
No. It was a treat to get to go to town with your parents then.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going one real hot day. I can remember going up to town with my mother and went up into Falk's department store, and they had a hat department upstairs, and we were up there, and I guess I just was overheated or something, and I fell over and knocked all their hats down. It was too hot for me. Didn't have air conditioning then either.
So there was an ice cream? Was there an ice cream place in the store?
Not in Falk's department.
Not in Falk's.
It was clothing.
It was just clothing.
Clothing. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No snack counter or anything?
No. Okay. No. Payless used to have a fountain in their store at that time. And also Moon Drug Store. They had a fountain. And
Moon Drug Store?
Mm-hmm. That's where Claudson's sewing center is now, on the corner of Adams and Fur.
Adams and Fur?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Used to be the Moon Drug. And then Wright's Drug was up towards the Liberty Theater. We had three movie places in the Grand, Granada and State and the Liberty.
And did you go to the theater often?
That was a treat to get to go, and it only cost 25 cents. We'd stay for two shows to get our full money's worth. But it was only a treat, and sometimes on Saturday.
Do you recall what the theaters looked like?
About the same. Just plain old hard. At that time, it was hard chairs, so it didn't have soft chairs like they have now.
Hard fold-up chairs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Otherwise, they're practically the same. Mm-hmm. The screen and... Of course, now there's, what, three screens in there where there used to be one?
Do you recall what movies you saw?
No, not really.
But it was always a double show?
No, it wasn't a double show. We would just stay and see it twice.
Oh, I see. So it was the same movie, but you saw it twice?
Uh-huh.
And did they serve refreshments in there?
Oh, no. Sometimes your parents would come and say, call you out. Have them call you. Get you out of there.
Did you take in your own refreshments, or did you just do without?
No, we didn't have refreshments. It wasn't necessary. Just getting to go to the show was joy enough. It's probably high school. When did that change? It was the bakery, the Dutch bakery, was opened by Hohenleitner. And he was the one that had the bakery, baked real good goodies.
Was that a favorite place to go for a treat?
Mm-hmm. And they also had ice cream. I have a picture of it.
Oh, neat building. Where was that located?
Where the credit bureau is now, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
There in that triangle, and that great big tall fir tree is there in the corner, and then there was a big round built up rock wall that used to be a fish pond, and then the bakery sat right behind it.
What was the bakery like on the inside?
They had one or two tables or so in there, and then the counter, and then all the baking and stuff was in behind it.
Was anything in the tower upstairs?
No.
It was just for decoration?
Mm-hmm.
And then was the window on the front of the bakery, was that for display?
Display. You can see there's something in it.
Looks like a cake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you frequent the bakery?
No, not a lot. You had to have money if you did. Yeah, I found some pictures I thought you might want to look at.
I figured what would happen is I'd bring it in and you'd play
it.
I
think there's
work.
A loose connection in there because
that should be on all the time. That light.
Yes,
it?
Yes, I haven't come on when it's recording. Mm-hmm. But it will. Seems, yeah, it's
trying to go now. Yeah, see, now it's going.
Seen that, but it's running even when it's running right now.
It's recording right now.